Hare Krishna. Devotion is not just the choice of the head, it is the calling of the heart. When we practice bhakti, there are the two aspects of our being, there is the head and the heart, and both need to be harmonized properly. So sometimes we may make the whole process of bhakti a very cerebral process, where we understand the philosophy and we keep analyzing the philosophy. And yes, we whatever intelligence we have, we should use it in the service of Krishna. So if we have intellectual capacity, definitely there is abundant scope within bhakti to use the intellectual capacity nicely. And that way, when we use it nicely, then we gain intellectual conviction. But intellectual conviction alone is not enough. Intellectual conviction is meant to enable us to redirect our heart. Just like, say, if we are traveling to some place and we come to a crossroad. So we have come to a fork. Should I go this way? Should I go this way? Now, if we are not sure which path leads to destination, then we will not move forward or move half-heartedly. But once you become convinced, actually this road is where I need to go to get to the destination. Now just knowing that is not enough. We actually have to move along the road. So conviction is good so that we know which is the right road. But conviction alone won't take us to the destination. After conviction, we have to go on the journey. And that going on the journey is the redirecting of the heart. That means once we are convinced that Krishna is God, once we are convinced that we are meant to love Him, then we have to focus on our heart on Krishna, and we have to redirect our heart to Krishna. So we invest our emotion in Krishna, and the more we invest our emotion in Krishna, the more we experience emotional fulfillment, and the more we feel inspired to further invest our emotion in Krishna. And in this way, we move onward steadily and swiftly towards Krishna. So in the Bhagavad Gita, this is talked about in the 10th chapter, 8th verse, when Krishna says, Aham sarvasya prabhavo mattah sarvam pravartate iti matva bhajante maam buddha bhava samanvitaha. So he says, Aham sarvasya prabhavo, I am the source of everything, mattah sarvam pravartate, everything comes from me, iti matva bhajante maam. Those who know me, thus, buddha bhava samanvitaha. Those who know this, they are wise, and then what do? Bhava samanvitaha. They, with emotion, they offer themselves to me. They worship me wholeheartedly. They become, with investing of emotions, they become devoted to me. So, bhakti does not stop with just the enlightenment of the head. It progresses to the enlivenment of the heart. And the enlivenment of the heart means the heart becomes joyfully redirected towards Krishna. So, certainly we should study the philosophy when we have the capacity to. But there are activities in which we need to invest our emotions in Krishna. And to the extent we can invest our emotions, to that extent we can move forward steadily and we can attain Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna.